News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a grotesque vanity project. That is the judgment of former Taoiseach, current Senator Michael McDougall, on the proposed Dublin City Council whitewater rafting facility in the city's Docklands. Dublin City Council has invited expressions of interest to actually build the project. Michael McDougall, why are you so opposed?
Well, I think Dublin City Council has lost its way completely. One of its primary functions is to address the housing crisis. Under the Housing Act, as a housing authority, it is a direct responsibility to provide homes, social housing, and to make available and to reorganise the planning of the city so that there is actual housing available. Instead of that, they are engaging in a tendering process for a project, and I'll come back to the merits of a project in a second, which is peripheral to their function, and which suggests that the management of Dublin City Council aren't concentrating on the day job and are pursuing their own
is it your contention that they have to do nothing but housing? That's all they have to do? Because 85% of Dublin City's capital budget goes on housing and homelessness already. I mean, should they not consider doing anything else other than that?
No, there are plenty of other things that they can do. For instance, there's the Parnell Square Library, which they can do. But this is a project which is vanity-driven and at the peculiar interest of some people in the executive of Dublin City Council.
Well, no, it was voted for by councillors.
Yeah, and that's the point. That process whereby councillors are effectively lent on, and a lot of councillors did oppose it, but a majority of councillors felt that because the executive of Dublin City Council favoured it, they should go along with it.
Hang on. Councillors have no problem. Michael, hold on a second. Councillors have no problem standing up. No, I have to put it to you. Councillors have no problem standing up to the executive. They regularly vote down things that the executive want to do.
Shane, if I may do the Shane job on you, I know and you know that if you want to get on well with the city manager and the city executive, you follow their bidding in matters such as this. The impetus for this came from the executive. No councillor ever stood on a platform of having such a facility available. The idea came from outside. It is the personal interest of people on the executive of Dublin City Council. It is not something which came organically upward from the councillors. You know that, and I know that. So you can Michael me all you like, but the fact is that they regularly go against
measures proposed. I have to put it to you. I can remember standing in a room down in the Docklands a number of years ago when you were Taoiseach, and you proposed this really radical, innovative plan for Dublin's Docklands of building a new city there. I thought it was a really interesting, brilliant, innovative, imaginative idea. Why have you got so conservative in the intervening decade or so?
On the contrary, I believe very much in the development of the east side of Dublin, and I've never ever objected to that, and I've always been totally in support of that. I have no problem with the development of the Docklands area. I'm just saying that Dublin City Council should not waste between 25 and 30 million euros on this project at this time when it is failing miserably to do its primary function, which is to look after the people who are looking for homes in Dublin.
Dublin Fire Brigade would disagree with you, Michael. Dublin Fire Brigade would disagree with you. They say it's a really important facility for saving lives. We lose 120 people to drowning every year in this country.
But the greatest respect, there's the Liffey descent for Dublin Fire Brigade to carry out water-based fire safety activities.
They disagree. They say if it's not raining, you can't do it. They say members have got sick while training in the Liffey. They say they need this facility.
Look, the Liffey is not that dangerous for kayakers. Ordinary kayakers operate in the Liffey without getting sick. Let's be clear about this. There is no economic basis for spending 25 million to build what is intended primarily as a leisure facility on the basis that Dublin City Council's Fire Brigade will actually, or the Dublin Fire Brigade will actually participate in it as well. That's a phony excuse for a vanity project coming from the management of Dublin City Council. That's my position. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Dubliners will not pay €50 per head to participate in it. And it's about time it was called out for what it is.
Okay. All right. Michael McDool, Senator Michael McDool, former Taoiseach, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.